You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
-3.5, Gabe. Last week we watched Nick Mullins get verified. This week, an actual game. Carolina's won five of their last six.
Already verified.
Pittsburgh, one loss and one tie in their last six. Panthers come into tonight as the NFL's most overlooked team behind a red-hot Cam Newton playing the best, most mistake-free football of his career. Steelers look to keep it running with James Conner on a cold night in Pittsburgh, but face a Carolina D.
Look forward
number
to
number eight in the league against the run.
Look forward to Le'Veon Bell's tweets tonight. Hold on, let me just turn my head upside down and sideways.
How about that?
What
was he doing there? I'm not really
I'll
sure.
I'll tell you how we solve this because it's great. Because meanwhile, Le'Veon Bell is, as Gabe was saying, his holdout filled world literally turned upside down. He posted two bizarre upside down tweets Wednesday night. Before the show, we flipped Michelle over and had her read them. And here's what they said. They said, just about everybody has an opinion on my life and worried about what I'm doing. Don't judge me off my decisions. Blah, blah, blah. Finally, also, if you're really finding the time to figure out what I'm saying, you proved my point.
You care.
Wow.
Exactly. And you do care about Le'Veon Bell. James Conner's been great, but Le'Veon Bell
Le'Veon
is
Bell
that guy.
Just dropped the mic with that.
Yeah, that was a mic.
Basically, he's saying that if you figured out what I just tweeted, you've got no life. And
You care about me.
I'm always fascinated about that. People that make like $12 an hour tell people like, you know, they make $14 million a year that they're making mistakes.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, it's interesting.
The UFC shouldn't do this. They don't know what they're doing.
Right.
As Dana White, like, you know,
it's like a real
sits
life,
on a pile of gold.
Like a real life YouTube chat. How do you get the tweet to turn upside down, Michelle? How do you do that? Is that an option?
You would turn your phone upside down.
No, you can't, you would write the tweet backwards.
We'll have to explore that later.
And so more NFL news. Text forwards. So I can't get into that.
More NFL news. The NFL announced the launch of the first ever Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest, a three-night festival for football fans in the city of Atlanta, January 31st through February 2nd at State Farm Arena.
Why do I know I'm about to get mad?
The Bud Light Super Bowl Eve concert features Bruno Mars and Cardi B.
Dope. That's dope right there.
Friday's lineup includes Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Aerosmith.
Don't know who that is.
All right.
And Thursday night.
Don't know who Aerosmith is.
Thursday.
Chill out, Corey. We show some love. I'm like, all right.
I don't know who Aerosmith is, son. I don't know who that is.
How do you not know who Aerosmith is?
I don't know everything.
No appreciation.
Tell me about it.
That's the smartest thing you've ever said on this show. I don't know everything. You should know Aerosmith. They played with Walk This Way.
Run DMC, Walk This Way. I'm familiar with who Aerosmith is.
Come on, man.
Thursday night is the Atlanta Showcase, which is really Corey Fest. It's Ludacris, Migos, Lil Yachty, and Lil Baby.
Now, that's the one right there. That's where it's going to get crunk at right there.
I like that, too.
That's where it's going to turn up at. That's where the pot smoke is going to be at.
Oh, man, it sounds pretty African-American for the NFL.
Makes me want to drink scissor for breakfast.
Yeah. Notice they don't mind. They don't mind. Like, they'll bring in little this, little that, crunk that. When it comes to, like, this show, Maroon 5, Roger Goodell's like, listen, I don't care, man. Have all your parties. Get shot all you want, guys. But I'm telling you right now, Cardi B ain't doing halftime.
No, she's not.
In the NBA last night, the Raptors improved to an NBA best 11-1. Kawhi Leonard back from an ankle injury. Kawhi injured?
Who's that?
Wow. Kawhi played? Wow.
My favorite player.
Kawhi 25 points, 11 rebounds in his return. Raptors over the Kings 114-105 Wednesday night. After the game, Kawhi said, this isn't our ceiling. That's scary.
No, they're playing good ball right now, but still plenty of time left to go in the Eastern Conference.
Raptors are coming for the Warriors, Corey.
Relax.
They're coming
for
the Warriors.
Relax. You're not ready for Dub Dynasty yet. You're not ready for Dub Dynasty.
Bring it on.
You can beat Boston and Philadelphia, but Dub Dynasty, that's a different ball game.
In L.A., Tyson Chandler got an ovation before and after the game. Lakers' newest big man returned to his hometown Wednesday night for the first time.
I will admit when I was wrong. I said that Tyson Chandler sucks, and he played well last night.
First time in his career playing in L.A.
The team will still cover the number.
Chandler coming up big with 9 rebounds, 2 huge offensive boards in the final minute. Also contested Derrick Rose's final three-pointer. Lakers win at 114-110 over the T-Wolves. LeBron 24-10-9. Kyle Kuzma scoring 6 of his 21 in the final minutes. Also, the 76ers, wait for it, Michelle, got a road win last night.
How about that?
Their first of the year. Sixers over the Pacers in Indy, 100-94 for Philly. Joel Embiid, 20 and 10 rebounds. Ben Simmons just missed a triple.
So annoying, Joel Embiid.
Ben 16-10-8. And the biggest game by far in the NBA tonight, the Bucks at 8-2 at the Dubs, 10-1 tonight on TNT.
Yeah, big game that
some
last
pretty cool
night.
Stuff.
Speaking of last night, that live dog, the Memphis Grizzlies. How about that one, Gabe?
Good call, Corey.
Yeah, hey, I killed that one. You know
great,
what
great call. Great call right there.
Excuse the San Antonio Spurs, though. I had that too. But
yeah, I also had the over in that game. We had a little misunderstanding last night with Corey and our boy Riggs over at the sports book.
What happened, son?
Well, I meant I wanted three separate plays. I didn't want a $187 parlay.
You did.
He sends me a picture. I got a boy at the book. I'm like, hey, get my play in for me. He's like, it's in. I look and I see $1,300. I'm like, why? This ticket doesn't pay $1,300. I'm like, he parlayed them.
Yeah, he did.
He parlayed them.
Shout out to my man, Riggs.
What up, Riggs?
You need a new runner.
Basically, anyone with the last name Riggs likes to gamble. It's like Bobby.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go,
all right,
let's
hey, we got
go.
A pretty good football game tonight.
And Lethal Weapon. Riggs was...
Yeah, oh, that's right. He was crazy.
Mel Gibson, yeah. Yeah. Sucking on the gun every
Speaking
morning.
Of crazy, I'm going crazy because I got screwed over last night by the Mac. I hate the Mac. That conference sucks.
Maxion.
Oh.
The Mac. Maxion.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Bang your head, Corey.
Yeah, bang my head. I'm banging my head. Bang, 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 bang. Head bang. Let's go.
All right, let's go. I'm Gabriel Morency, Corey Parson. Corey's in a surly mood today. I like
I'm not, yeah. I'm all fired up today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Corey's surly.
Somebody gonna they're gonna respect my mind. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna respect my talent.
A lot of smoke in this room.
Yeah.
A lot of smoke, including Michelle Serpico.
Yeah, she's
morning.
Right.
I finally dressed up today. I feel like I haven't dressed up this week that much.
You look like Ivanka Trump today. Normally you have different looks.
She's really pretty, so I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, this is the rich. You look like the rich sort of successful businesswoman
with
today.
With cat hair all over me.
With cat hair all over you.
Yeah, you don't want to zoom in on my skirt and see how much cat hair is on me because I couldn't find my lint roller.
Well, at least
crazy
today,
cat lady.
I don't own a lint roller.
Oh. Well, you don't have animals.
No,
don't have
yeah,
animals,
I don't have animals,
so you're
no.
good.
I am the animal.
You're not going to get hair on you from the palatial.
No, I'm not going to get.
Without animals there.
No, you caused a disturbance yesterday.
Unless you let those raccoons in.
You caused a disturbance yesterday, Michelle. Of course, we were concerned about you. You know, you got here a little bit late.
Oh, I got here late, yeah.
But when you got here late, and as Corey stated, it looked like a walk of shame.
It did like a walk of shame.
It
was like, you know, you were bending over, you're putting your shoes on.
Like,
and it nearly caused like an accident.
I can't find my purse.
Yeah. It nearly caused an accident. Like, there were like maintenance workers. I never seen them hunt someone down so much as they were looking at you.
Yeah, not exactly.
There was like three of them. Besides, I see, like, dudes walk past and give Corey dirty looks often.
All the time. They dudes walk by and give me dirty looks from outside the glass. Yeah. When they come inside the glass, they stick their hand out. Nice to meet you, Mayor of Harlem. Two terms.
Four more years.
Four more beers. Yeah. Four more beers.
All right.
Four more beers.
So we're going to get into the football game. Really cool football game tonight. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about how I got screwed. For all you people that hate me out there, you'll like the story because I was really about to snap last night.
Nice.
I just got a new TV and I nearly threw it in the Hudson. Like, I was actually thinking, you know what? I'm going to take this TV.
Let's see if it floats.
Walk down to the Hudson, just like toss it in.
Yeah.
You know, I'll periscope it. Get some hits at least.
Yeah,
for that.
It would get some hits.
All right. We opened up with some laughs. We'll get serious on the other side, obviously. It's been a difficult 24 hours. And we'll get into that. But, you know, listen, we also have bills to pay. Bets to be made. DFS plays to get in. NBA, NFL. We got Mike Blewett in the house. Le'Veon Bell's tweeting upside down. All that and more continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
All right, let's do this thing. I am Gabriel Morency, Corey Parson in the house, Michelle Serpico.
Good morning.
So Mike Blewett's going to join us, and Mike's got his Steeler hat on.
Mike looked like that Red Sox fan I was talking about, the IT director at Goldman Sachs. Yeah, they got the hat on, the team hat on. Mike, that guy.
The blazer and the hat look.
That must be, Mike lived up there in Boston. That must be the Boston look right there. You know, your favorite
the blazer
sports
and
team,
the hat.
The blazer, and then the IT director at Eisman Sachs, at Goldman Sachs. Oh, no, don't forget the pocket square.
You ever seen that movie, The Craigslist Killer? And he was from Boston, and he used to wear that. He used to wear his Boston hat with the leather jacket.
Of course he was.
There you go.
Or Psycho Pass.
Yeah.
That's all there is.
Crazy people think they won the World Series.
Right.
All right. And there they are, the booty grabbers. So, obviously, you know, it's been a tough 24 hours. This show was Carton and Friends. And as you can see behind us, it just says Studio 34 right now. You know, this, I've never been through anything like this, even though I'm not going through what Craig Carton is going through, but I want to wish him the best, his family the best. You know, there's only so much we can really say. There's still an appeal process that is going on right now. Yet, you know, it's a sad story. It's a strange situation. I've been in this business for going on 18 years right now, and I've been in a lot of situations and scenarios and, you know, you're on the air here. Don't say this. Do that. Yeah, this is something that I've never experienced before. So it's not like there's a playbook on how to talk about this. But I can tell you that the Craig Carton that I knew sitting here was a very, very cool dude. Ultra talented. One of the most talented people, like, ever in this industry. The type of guy that could read a phone book and people will tune in and listen to. And that's a rarity in this business. Now, everybody makes mistakes in our lives. Hell, I've made a ton of mistakes, and at times you got to face the music and pay for mistakes that we make. Yet there's an appeal process going on, and if there's something fell through the cracks, then there's still a shot right now. But it's a tough it's a tough situation for everybody. Now people are asking us about this show, and listen, I'm not the program director. All right. You have people all day yesterday. What's happening? What's going on? What's happening with Serpico? What's going to happen with you and Corey? I like you and Corey yelling at each other in the morning. And I tell people, listen, I'm not the program director, but I can tell you we do it till they tell us not to do it. And me, Michelle, and Corey will be here right now for the time being on a morning basis, Michelle.
Yes.
Anything else to add?
Nothing. Praying for Craig and his family, and, you know, we'll try to carry on the show the way we have been, and happy to be here.
Yeah, that's all we can really do,
that's
Corey.
All we can really say.
Yeah, it's all we can really do.
It sucks.
Do.
Like, it's not like I don't think about it.
Right.
But at this point in time, it's like, man, I got to get to the sports book. I got financial issues of my own I got to deal with.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those things in life. Like, It's a strange situation that we're in right now. We got to go on, but obviously, you know, it's not like we can ignore what happened.
No, clearly, it would be poor form. We would be bad at what we do if we just ignored the situation. So
right.
I was never going to do that. I don't care what anybody said.
He was with us for 7 months.
Exactly.
We have to acknowledge it. He's a part of our team.
One of my friends, I've only known the man for 8 months, but I've watched him and, you know, kind of emulated him for over a decade now.
Absolutely.
And one of my friends, you know, was found guilty in a federal trial yesterday. So, you know, it's crazy. I feel I'm heartbroken. I feel bad about it. I wish nothing but the best for Craig and his family. I'm very appreciative for him for giving me the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, and having a chance to learn from him and stuff like that and sit here and watch how he does things every morning and how he preps. It's no doubt that he's a top-notch talent, one of the best ever do it. So, I'm definitely happy for the opportunity. Yet this morning, I am very heartbroken. But listen, we still going to sit up here and talk about the game and help your fantasy team and talk about bad beats. And I'll yell back and forth at Gabe and say stupid stuff. And Michelle will call Colonel Sanders, Colonel Sanders. And we'll laugh and have a good time about that. But just know that as we laugh and do this, every time we go to break, you know what I mean, it goes back to me being sad, thinking about my friend. I wish this didn't have to happen. I wish we would have still been all together here today to do this. So
yeah, that's the whole deal. It's not like people are thinking, well, you know, hey, it's Morenci and friends now or
no,
whatnot.
It's,
it'd be better. I'd rather be sitting in this chair laughing after he beat this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To be honest. Like, I was hoping that there'd be that kingpin type of walking out type of moment.
So, yeah. But everybody online in the chat saying all that, oh, that's what he deserved and that's this and that's that. When you get to know somebody and you befriend them and you know their family and stuff like that, those comments, man, leave that alone. That's whack. That's poor form. That's bad taste. So stop with all that craziness coming in the chat, sending me text messages about, oh, your boy took a, you know, L, or your boy this, or your boy that. You know what I'm saying? That's right. That is my boy. That's my friend. And this is heartbreaking and disappointing. So stop with all that foolishness. You wouldn't want it to happen to one of your friends. So just listen, you continue to rock with us and enjoy us. We're going to continue to do a great job. But just know that, you know, for now, for the time being, and for the next couple of weeks, it's going to be hard to deal with. So, you know, all that. Had somebody follow me on Twitter this morning, call Incarcerated Craig. Yeah, that's whack. You're going to get blocked, chump. You know what I'm saying? So
That's just pathetic. Yeah,
exactly. It is like pathetic.
People
that
take joy out of other people's failures, it's actually pathetic.
You know,
that's what it is.
Right.
You obviously don't have a lot of successes or love in your own life when, you know, the joy of your day is to harass Corey about Craig Carton.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's true. So that, you know, I had to turn the phone off for a little bit yesterday. It was so, like, just back to back from the time the verdict was announced. So nothing but respect for, you know, the courts and the justice system and stuff like that, but... You know, this is
I personally, you know, in my own personal opinion, I think the court system was overly excessive.
Hey, listen, it's
to me,
you know, this seems, a victimless crime.
To me, this seems more like a civil type of deal. All right, you know what I mean? There were some funds here, some funds there. Where's this money? Where's that money? You know, severe fines. Like, you know, come on, man.
Yeah.
People kill people and go to jail for like 7 years and stuff at times.
Listen.
It's ridiculous. Like, this is overblown. Nobody was hurt. It's a bunch of dudes in a room that are pointing a finger at each other after the fact. It happens. I don't think there were any angels in that room, to be honest with you. And, you know, just me personally, if we look at the judicial system, I'll tell you what, this type of crap right now as we speak, there's dudes that own banks. There's dudes on Wall Street right now that are doing whatever that they want to do, that are violating countless laws and that are laughing their ass off because they've got senators and congressmen in their back pocket and it's one big game. Once in a while, the little guy will get stepped on and overly exaggerated. And that's exactly what happened here, in my opinion.
Yeah, and
it's just excessive.
Exactly.
It's excessive.
But obviously respectful to the process, respectful to the jury, respectful to the judge and their decision. We got a job to do. You know what I'm saying?
And nobody got shanked, man.
Yeah,
nobody got stabbed.
Nobody got shanked. We got a job to
like
do.
Martha Stewart.
Yeah, exactly.
What did she do? She did 8 months, cut some grass. You know what I mean? Like this is ridiculous. Like I said, in my own personal opinion, it's overblown. But yeah, you know, I too thank Carton for the opportunity. He was like, you know what, join the show. You know, we knew that there was going to be a situation,
you know,
and
what I'm
he said,
saying,
you know what,
he dug your style. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
I want this guy. He said, this guy's cool. Sit in my chair while I deal with my situation. So we'll be forever grateful for that. And. You know, we wish him the best. And, hey, there's still light at the end of the tunnel here. You know, like Yogi Berra stated, it ain't over until it's over.
Yes,
but.
And we know Craig Carton. We're sure that he will find the microphone and everything will return to normal. So shout out to my man.
And, listen, if you're a hardcore Craig Carton fan, you know, we'll try to entertain you the best that we can. Me and Craig have a lot of things in common. And as Corey stated, me and Corey will yell at each other and say ridiculously stupid things at times. And whether Craig Carton is here or not, Michelle is still, you know, look at her. You can't change that.
Well, to be honest with you, like Craig always said, she looks much better on the screen than sitting right there. The screen does wonderful things
I
for
her.
I
look good in every camera, so.
All right, so.
Let's get it.
All right, we've got a big, big-time football game here this evening, guys, and it's the Carolina Panthers. A 6-2 Carolina Panther team will win 3 games in a row. They're averaging 33 points a game on this 3-game win streak. And don't look now, man, but old man Norv Turner's killing it. Took a year off of the National Football League. He sees things differently, on the same page, using his weapons. The young kids are coming together, the wide receivers for Carolina right now, and you got a hot Pittsburgh Steelers team. Mike Blewett's going to step up and in. Pittsburgh Steelers fan and the Fantasy Sports Network's very own. Coming up next.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
All right, let's roll. I'm Gabriel Moretzi. Corey Parson in the house. Michelle Serpico. Mike Blewett.
What's going on, everybody?
With the IT look, as Corey says. The blazer. The professional. That's your professional. You're a professional, but you're also a sports fan.
That's right. Right. Hey, I don't know that it's a Boston look necessarily, though, Corey. I know you think it's somewhat regionalized. I think this is just me throwing on a hat because I was late and...
Oh, it was bad. It's a bad hair day. It's a bad hair day for Mike Blewett.
It was a bad hair day, and I just didn't have enough time to get on the train. So I looked up at my row of hats, and I was like, you know what? Let me go thematic here and throw on the Steelers hat.
I didn't know you were a Steelers fan.
Here we go, Steelers. Yeah.
I grew up in New York.
Oh, okay.
But I'm a kid of the 70s, so a lot of guys my age, and Gabe knows this, from all over the country, but particularly in New York, are not Jets and Giants fans because they were terrible.
The Giants were bad in the 70s.
They were terrible.
Really bad in the 70s.
They would get blacked out to the point where
the Jets have been bad forever besides 1 year with Namath.
Steelers were on TV every week because they were great. And the Giants and Jets couldn't sell out the stadium sometimes.
When I was a kid, and I think we're in the same age group.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, too, you know, I was a big, John Stallworth fan and Lynn Swann, and you had the terrible towel and the mean Joe Green. Hey, kid, and the Coke commercial. It's hard. I understand why so many people grew up. It was really actually either you became a front-running Cowboy fan or a Steeler fan. Like, in era.
And I only... Steeler fans are not front-runners? They're front-runners, too.
They're loyal, honest, hardworking Americans.
That's right.
Oh, like Dallas Cowboy fans aren't?
Shout out to Pittsburgh.
Mike, you had the hat on. You had said you had a bad hair day. Is that, so this is your version of a walk of shame?
No, Corey, I wish. Can we bring this up? Because we got to get.
He said, "I wish."
We got to get to Kelsey's comments on the Eagles.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw Kelsey basically stating he hates the Cowboys and what they stand for. And we'll get to that a little bit later on.
It's a little out of control.
Well, it's a rivalry. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. I like Kelsey.
Yeah. Jason Kelsey. We'll get into Jason Kelsey's comments.
I'll be there. Jason Kelsey.
I care about him.
All right. Pittsburgh Steelers. Yep. An organization, I saw a poll once, and they said, what fan base gets the angriest after their team loses? It's Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yeah, like Buffalo's the drunkest. Yeah, like Pittsburgh. And they judge this, and not in good ways, actually.
Yeah.
It's not a fun, where there's more violence, there's more fights, there's more domestic abuse, there's more vandalism.
So in my life,
there's more suicide. Like everything just sort of pops up, like in the Pittsburgh area.
Who comes up with these stats and who measures it and what's their method?
Professors that have too much time on their hands.
Yeah, right. I wonder
instead of
that
like
too.
You know curing cancer and stuff, they're coming up with who gets the angriest.
Yeah.
So in my lifetime, I've been to many sporting events, just like yourself, been to hundreds of games. Without a doubt, the biggest crap show of a game was a Steelers-Jets game in 1990 where the Jets were out of it. The Steelers were making a playoff push, and it was like late November, early December, and it devolved. The Steelers started to – they knocked Altoona out of the game. They knocked a couple of guys out of the game, and the fans just got rowdy. It was easily the most fights I've ever seen in any arena at any time. It was massive brawls. Teams of security would have to rush to different sections of the stadium on almost a 5 to 10 minute interval.
Wow.
And they couldn't stop it.
Steelers.
It was just on.
So they're worse than Eagles fans.
Eagle
that
fans
day
are like more obnoxious and sort of drunker, but like Steeler fan literally is like matter.
Okay,
like
but
I
remember
think
the
Steeler
Eagles fans
driving to work like
the
on
Steelers
Wednesday,
were winning.
Right? I can't believe they lost.
Remember
Sunday.
The Eagles fans didn't make the top 10 drunkest. I'm shocked. That's
that,
I feel
that
like
poll
wrong.
Sucks.
Yeah,
the fact that Philadelphia and Buffalo weren't number one and number two is a joke.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get in quickly on Le'Veon Bell. Let's get into the game tonight. I don't know. Let me just check out his tweets here.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to. turn my computer upside down. I don't know.
Sales are not short on drama on social media, by the way, between him and AB.
Do you think that he will be playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers next week? It doesn't appear so. I think he's in Pittsburgh to troll them and work out a deal to get out of there.
I say yes with about 51% confidence, only because he's in Pittsburgh. I think if he stayed in Miami, we'd know what the answer is. But the fact that he went back there, I just wonder if he's trying to make an appearance. Now, the interesting thing is that both myself and many outlets have misreported that he's needed to show up on November 13th in order to gain a year of service. But through the 4.5 years that he's played, he's already got the year of service. So he can be a free agent next year no matter what. They can still tag him.
As long as that's the deal. That's the deal.
But the Steelers could just say,
but the word on the street wipe our hands is, or clean at least a lot of people think that he'll show up. They're going to do a wink-wink deal. Listen, Le'Veon, I lose the money for the rest of the year. I'm not going to play. We don't tag you. We all go on with our lives.
Your health is your wealth.
I think Le'Veon Bell misplayed this.
Right, Michelle?
I totally agree.
I think there's going to be...
Sorry, it's funny coming from you saying that.
There's not going to be as many teams. There's not going to be as many teams as he thinks that's going to be lining up. And ultimately, no team's going to give him that $18 million a year threshold, $17 million for a running back. So he's going to be right back where he started, actually.
So just to use round numbers, I was just doing is exactly what you were walking through. Basically, on the previous show that I did with Dean Martinez, he's going to sacrifice $14.5 million this year. Say he doesn't play at all. Assuming that he's going to get, what do you think he'll get guaranteed? Maybe the one team that steps up, maybe 30 guaranteed? Maybe? Yeah,
no, maybe a little more.
He'll get more than that. They already know the deal in the situation.
Brandon
Cook's
got $50 million guaranteed. Exactly. So he'll be looking for like $50 million guaranteed.
So Brandon Cooks?
Yeah, Brandon Cook's got an $81 million deal.
A lot less miles.
Le'Veon Bell is missing a year of miles now, too.
Well, he's already got, but he's still dealing with the ACL injury history as well as suspensions.
He's going to end up on a bad team.
Yeah, so he sacrifices the 14.5 this year. Say he made that 14.5 this year, would he have still gotten the 30 guaranteed?
He would have gotten the same thing, ultimately. I think that's what he's going to...
just gave up the money, but here's what I think.
Yeah, but
I actually
principle,
don't think...
he doesn't like them. And we can't, you know what I mean? It's like us telling if you hate a boss, or let's use Corey as an example.
Yeah.
And you don't want to work somewhere. And everyone's telling you you're crazy. And you're like, you guys don't understand. I don't like these people. And he doesn't like them. He obviously...
He's fed up with it.
He's given up all this money. He's like, you know what?
Exactly.
I don't care about the money.
I don't care. You're going to treat me right. And I wrote with Le'Veon Bell for that. The Pittsburgh Steelers notoriously don't pay people.
That's right.
Outside of Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown,
and they also notoriously successfully replace people.
And you're right.
James Conner's come right in.
They got six championships. They're the best organization in
pro sports. It'll cause problems with the fans.
But somebody stood up to them, and I like that.
Me too. I said this too. Le'Veon Bell is trying to change the structure for running backs. Yes. You know, God bless him. It's too bad his own teammates.
I think Gabe and I are on the same page on this. I actually don't criticize him at all. I'm fine with him playing it this way. I just don't think that their strategy is going to play out as planned. I don't think they're going to get all the money back that he sacricised with this $15 million. That's my only opinion.
I can take that.
It may not be a lot, but $5 million is a lot to the people sitting here and the people watching at home.
Yeah, but it isn't to Le'Veon Bell right now. And, you know, Le'Veon said, don't concern yourself with me. Everybody tell me what
I'll
I should
fine,
and shouldn't
yeah.
do.
I mean, there are
Steelers fans that are critical of him. I am not one of them.
Look, Marshall Faulk sat in this studio and said that if he was Le'Veon Bell, he would show up, report, get paid, Michelle, and say, oh, sorry, pull my hamstring, can't play.
And it's exactly what James Harrison, his former teammate, said he should do. He said that weeks ago.
These are hardened vets.
Right.
Right, so there's definitely a disconnect between the Harden vets and the old lineman in the room. And then you throw in the fact, just symbolically, Connor beat cancer.
Yeah.
So you got this kid that like fights like his Mr. Pittsburgh, played for the Pittsburgh Panthers. And then you got Le'Veon Bell that comes in as sort of the stereotypical, like, you know, diva, greedy, not happy. Although I'm never a fan of the people, you know, you'll see them. You know, I make $16 an hour. I drive a truck for 8 hours. Le'Veon Bell should be happy. You don't have the talent Le'Veon Bell does. You know that.
Well, that's one. And two, I always find it curious that fans who are in varying income brackets, but some, to your point, are making $16 an hour, side with the owners.
They always do.
Why?
And the owners know this consistently.
Because the fans are looking at the fact that it's their passion, it's their rooting interest. Like that one lady was like, you can't take it with you, Le'Veon. Well, he got family and generations of people to come after him. anytime you have a chance to opportunity, you know, to make the most money you can, go do it. And people don't understand.
I think
this.
A lot of it's racial, Corey.
It could very well be.
I do. I think there's a lot of people that are, you know,
I think it's fair.
This, you know, this spoiled black guy should be happy that he's already rich. The other one too that I hear that always upsets me. I saw someone tweeting this. I see this all the time. It's not a right. It's a privilege to play in the NFL. No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
No.
They have a skill that is in demand. Don't have that skill, they're not in the league. This
how
isn't
is it,
a Make-A-Wish
exactly,
Foundation.
How is it a privilege when you can tear your ACL?
It's not
When you can get paralyzed.
It's
when
a
they
business.
Was doing two-a-days when they were 17 years old, wasn't it a privilege when their parents was driving them back and forth trying to make this happen?
No, it's a business.
They worked for it.
If you're not good enough, you're not going to be there. So it's not like they're throwing you a bone. You know, like I heard this with DeMar DeRozan. When he got traded. DeMar DeRozan, what is he so unhappy for? The Raptors made him rich. No, they didn't.
He made himself rich
by being one of the best basketball players in the world. And the only reason the Raptors made him rich is because they freaking drafted him. You know, it would have been any other team in the NBA that made him rich. He made himself rich.
Yeah.
People that don't accomplish anything in their lives need to realize successful people actually work to get there for the most part.
Right.
I'm not talking about trust fund babies. I'm talking about these athletes and what they go through. Mm-hmm. It's not like God, you know, this crap. Like they used to say about Jordan. Oh, they had this God-given gift. Larry Bird worked for it, though. Like, yeah, I know. Jordan just sort of showed up and
roll the ball out. The guy's the hardest working player in the history of the NBA.
Yeah, but, you know, people just sort of, you know, it's God's gift.
Mike. Second hardest working.
Who's the first?
LeBron James.
But at the end of the day, really?
LeBron James.
You can't take it with you, Le'Veon.
You can't take it with you, Le'Veon.
Yeah, shut up.
So, again, if I've ever come off critical of Le'Veon, it's that I don't think the strategy is going to work as planned. But I'm not critical of him for holding out.
No, that's a good way.
Mike, who win the game tonight?
Oh, hold on, Mike. Well, we'll bring Mike back for a prediction.
All right, all right.
You guys, prediction. What's
you think you're going to wear this hat and pick the Panthers?
I would hope you would be unbiased, like I am. I'm not a bias.
You know who my NFC team is, huh, Corey?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, the Carolina Panthers. It caused me as much grief in my life too as the Buffalo Bills. Mike Blewett in studio, Michelle Serpico will get us caught up today and all that and more, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day, right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
All right. Well. Listen.
You want me to do it from down here?
Yes. Do that.
Sure. Do it.
If you enjoy playing daily fantasy sports but are sick of dealing with professionals using algorithms to select hundreds of lineups and entries, try the Props Builder tool at mybookie.ag. Forget having to create multiple lineups, ditch the hassle of dealing with late scratches, and avoid experts winning 90% of the money. Invest in the players that you want without salary caps. And if you sign up now for a new account using the promo code FNTSY, you can receive a 50% deposit bonus. No more dealing with late lineup scratches. No experts to compete against. Just you and the prop that you choose. Go to mybookie.ag and enter promo code FNTSY upon sign up and choose your matchups using the Props Builder tool. That's mybookie.ag, promo code FNTSY.
I could, you know, in the future, you want me to do these? At mybookie.ag, get a 50% deposit bonus, promo code FNTSY.
No algorithms, no professionals to deal with.
No algorithms. Professionals like me. Like professionals like me and Cam Stewart. Like that's who they're talking about. Not Drew Dinkmeyer, but me and Cam Stewart, DFS Warriors, winning $4 a night.
I was listening to y'all yesterday, put the lineup together. Y'all was all over D-Rose. D-Rose came out, had that big night last night, so I guess that means you had a big night also.
Dude, I gave people David Bertans. He had like 33 fantasy points.
You guys were struggling with Kevin Herter's name the other night.
I didn't know what the hell the guy was. Yeah, we're like,
he's a Terp. He's a former Terp.
I was listening. They're coming up with four or five different pronunciations.
The best is Cam's like, I think he's German. I don't know. Yeah, we're like, I don't know what the other guy. You know what? He had a pretty good fantasy night, though.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to the program. I am Gabriel Morenci. Sitting alongside Michelle Serpico, Corey Parson. We got Mike Blewett in the house.
Mike Blewett. You already knew it, guys.
Yeah, Mike's not going to be here every day, but he's a Steeler fan, so sure. we're going to get his take on this game.
In here, yeah.
But if you're just joining us right now, obviously it was a difficult day yesterday. A lot of hardcore Craig Carton fans are very upset right now and sort of in shock, as are we. It's a unique situation. You know, none of us thought that the trial would be this fast as well, to be honest. So, and you always just sort of think, wow, things will be all right. You know, things will be all right. But, you know, some people, if you're tuning in right now, we address the situation off the top of the program. But, you know, there's an appeal process going on, guys. So I hate to sound like a politician when they say, wow, there's an ongoing investigation. But as long as there's an appeal process going on, then there's only so much that could be said, but we wish Craig Carton and his family the best.
No doubt.
And like I said, if you're a fan of Craig Carton, you know what? Give if you're tuning in right now, hey, who the hell is this guy? What's going on? Give the show a chance. If you enjoy the show, welcome aboard. We're going to try to give you some winning picks in the future here. And if you don't enjoy the show, I don't know, go jump off a bridge.
Maybe don't do all of that. You know,
we have to be positive.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
With a life vest on.
Yeah, remember, with a life vest on. Yeah.
Perhaps a parachute.
Like I always say, we have to be the change we want to see.
Right. Be the change you wish to see.
Exactly. Those are the words I live by. That's my motto, Mike.
What's that chick comedian that really pisses people off? She had a good line.
Amy Schumer? No,
not Amy Schumer. The one she did, like, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, but it was pretty good. Michelle Wolf. She had a joke.
She's blue.
She had a good joke that night. She goes, don't you wish that a tree would fall on top of Kellyanne Conway? And the room just, like, died. It was just completely silent.
You know what
and
she
then,
did?
Without missing a beat, she goes, not kill her, but she just gets, like, stuck for a long time under the tree. Still, like, silence in the room. And I'm like, I like this Michelle Wolf girl.
She went after the press a little bit, too, challenging them. And they got pretty ticked off at her. And she wasn't doing it in a Trumpian way.
No,
she wasn't calling them fake news. She challenged them to be honest.
She was the definition of she didn't give an
F. That's right. That's right.
She got her TV pulled pretty quickly because of that even. She just pushed the envelope on a weekly basis you need the media on your side. Mm-hmm. You know, basically. The media will turn on you quickly. Yeah. Okay, so.
One thing on the Craig Carton thing, I think you've done a really nice job of not avoiding it. To those people out there spiking the football on him on social media, I think it's difficult for us because we met his kids, and it's a sad day for his family. To Gabe's point, it's still an ongoing process. Nothing is finished as of yet, but I think you've handled it nicely. And I think people, even his most ardent critics at times and guys that he's had feuds with over the years, in their writings yesterday, I thought they took a more muted tone. They were not critical of him.
Yeah.
If he ultimately has to pay a debt to society.
What did Francesca do? Did he spike the football?
No. He didn't really.
You got to figure off
the air. He was
getting
into some other stuff. But I think that broke after that WFAN morning show, so they may have some commentary on it this morning, and there may be some other news related.
I think Boomer's genuinely upset.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, they had the number one show.
Yeah,
I personally don't know Boomer Esiason.
Yeah,
and it's funny, like watching Boomer on TV at times, be like, ah, oh, Boomer, you know what I mean, and freaking Boomer this. I grew up watching him a quarterback, but you know, from all accounts, anyone that's ever met Boomer Esiason tells me he's actually a really nice guy. He's a funny guy, and you know. Craig spoke very, very highly about him. I know other people that have worked with Boomer Esiason says they say, no, man, you would like Boomer Esiason. He's a good guy.
Charitable work, obviously, does a lot for the community, so I don't have
it. Yeah, I think, you know, it's tough, man. It's like a movie. It really is almost just like surreal from me sitting there just as, hey, I'm giving a couple of picks to where we are right now. Yeah, it's been a crazy ride. Okay, so tonight's football game. You got two hot teams right now. Pittsburgh Steelers are on a 4-game win streak, guys. Yeah. They've won and covered 4 football games in a row.
Yep.
Very impressive. It's not easy to win and cover 2 games in a row in the NFL. Carolina Panthers have won and covered 3 weeks in a row right now. Combined 7-0 against the spread, these two teams over the last 2 weeks, over the last 7 games, I should say. But both teams complaining about the short week here. Ben Roethlisberger's radio show, he was saying that he hates the short week, especially after a physical game. Where I'm going with this is Carolina are in a really bad spot this week, but they seem to be in a bad spot every week with their schedule and have showed up I think they're a more well-rounded football team than Pittsburgh.
It's tough to say that. And I like Carolina.
I think they're more physical.
I think Turner's done a great job, but this is a situation where you got Pittsburgh at home on a win streak, turning around from early in the season. I think they smell blood. I think they've gotten behind Connor. Roethlisberger playing good on the road. This is a lean Pittsburgh to me. I don't know where I'm going to listen.
Can we agree that there should be points in this game, guys?
It should be. I like the over.
Isn't this a fantasy palooza?
I am going to stop short of saying that. The over is at 51.5. I've been really shy about picking unders. But to your point, Gabe, I think it's an all-hands-on-deck kind of game with the possible exception of the Carolina wide receivers.
Wow, it's down to three.
So then I'll take the three. I did not like the hook at all, but I'll give the three. And take the Steelers tonight.
People really like Carolina tonight.
I think they're playing a lot better defense, the Steelers are, but I think this is going to come down to one thing when I am looking at this game, trying to evaluate it. The Steelers' offensive line is a very good offensive line. They've done a great job for James Conner this year, and I think Carolina is going to load up to try to stop that with those guys up front and Luke Kuechly and the whole front seven. I think they're going to do everything they can to try to limit that and try to get Ben, who's been good this year, really good this year, to throw the ball a little bit more. They don't want the Steelers to control the clock. They need the ball in Cam's hands.
So what's your prediction?
I think Steelers take this game. I think it's a 28-24 kind of game.
Yeah, which would just squeeze over the number.
That's right.
Yeah, ultimately, I wanted that 2.5. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it gets to that. I do think the Pittsburgh Steelers find a way to pull out this ball game and get the W in this one. The over is very appealing to me. I won't make a decision on it quite yet, but hopefully by noon, as my brain, my big NFL brain processes it, I'll be able
your database and your
database,
your betting machine,
my enhanced database.
How does Carolina win this game? Going on the road, short week. How does Carolina win it?
Cam Newton wins this game by getting first downs on third down with his legs, just extending drives. McCaffrey, I think they can come up with a stop or two, and I think Cam Newton is a difference maker. You have a short week for both football teams here. Who is the tougher quarterback right now between the two of them? I think Ben Roethlisberger is a little bit beat up right now after that Baltimore game. Cam Newton's big enough. He's younger. He's not as beat up as Ben Roethlisberger is. I think we sort of have a fresher quarterback here. The thing is, Carolina, it's a strange situation here where the number should be 5 or something. Mm-hmm. The good example is the Philadelphia Eagles.
I mean, right now, these teams are dead even.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles were 5.5-point favorites against Carolina in that game when they came back. The Pittsburgh Steelers are better this year than Philadelphia is.
I agree.
Carolina is almost getting too much respect right now from the betting public, though, or at least the sharps, to get this to 3. I hate to use the T word.
I look at it like this, though. I think the Panthers, at the end of the game, will have a possession to try to go out and win the football
game. They always do. They're always there. That's why teasers are in play. But think about this, guys. A couple of weeks ago, and I sat in this very chair telling you that it was stupid and the worst line of the year that the Baltimore Ravens were favored on the road at Carolina. So you're telling me the Baltimore Ravens are 2.5-point road favorites at Carolina, but now the Pittsburgh Steelers are only 3-point favorites at home?
That's right.
You see how, from week to week, the NFL odds makers, they don't really – it's the goalpost is always moving. Look, last week people thought the Redskins could beat the Atlanta Falcons. Now suddenly the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are favored in this game. Yeah. The Buccaneers, they're terrible.
They are.
Because the Redskins, they lost a game and they had a couple injuries. Oh, my God. The Bucks.
They lost 3 starting offensive linemen. It's a pretty tough times in Washington. But
they're playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's a trap game.
The Redskins are going to win that
I don't think Washington
It's a trap to bet on the Bucks. That's what the trap is.
The trap is to bet on DC.
I'm with Gabe on
Tampa Bay's going to blow them out.
No, they're not going to blow
Tampa Bay win the game by more than 7 points.
I need Tampa.
By more than a touchdown.
Tampa Bay has never blown anybody out in their life.
I get what you're saying. But there's no reason for Tampa to be laying 3 except for the fact that they're going to cover the 3. This is the trap game.
No, they're laying the 3 because the public is stupid.
All right.
And the odds makers know that the public is stupid.
Trap game, Gabe. 3 of the last two of the last 3 weeks.
Tampa.
All right, Gabe. Michelle, sitting right here right now, Tampa Bay is going to beat DC.
Who do you like, Michelle? Tampa Bay or Washington?
And cover that number.
I like Washington.
Thank you.
But I'll remember you said that, Corey. So if you prove us wrong, I will be like, you know what?
What about tonight? Pittsburgh and Carolina.
I do it every night.
Carolina.
I give y'all one every night. Gabe, you need my help in the Super Contest? in the Golden Nugget contest game?
How's that going?
No, I could use maybe a parlay tonight, but
how's your super contest going?
Not great. You know, we're like 22 and 18 or something like that, but in the Golden Nugget contest, which is like for $250,000, we're in 65th place. We're 33-22. So we're on a little bit of a roll in that contest. We got a puncher's chance in both of them.
To your point about this game tonight, though, it's one of the rare games. You know how NFL players are just rote with saying that they we're just one game at a time, one game at a time. I guarantee when the schedules came out, both of these teams took a look at this and said, damn, we got to play each other on a short week. The Steelers coming off of Baltimore, having to play the Panthers, and the Panthers having to do what they had to do in their schedule recently.
Wasn't it last year around this time when they had that bloodbath on Thursday night? With the Steelers and the Bengals,
yeah,
tough. These are physical games.
It's the game in which Ryan Shazier
got paralyzed in that game.
Think about the
hit on perfect was in that game by Smith-Schuster.
Think about the scenario here, though, guys. The Pittsburgh Steelers just played in one of the more physical rivalries in the NFL against the Baltimore Ravens. Meanwhile, the Bucs were just, you know, the Carolinas beat Tampa up. Wasn't a stressful game
Dave,
for
here's
them.
Here's the thing. We just said this about DC.
Carolina are a fresher, younger team.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I get it. I still.
I don't like the number
Pittsburgh's
three.
Pittsburgh's a better team, though.
Top to bottom, sure.
Pittsburgh's a better team.
No, they're not. In Pittsburgh, I think they are. I go by records, guys. We got a 6-2 football team. You know, right now, to me, they're evenly matched teams. You got a team that's won 4 in a row. You got a team that's won 3 in a row.
You also got a home team on Thursday night.
Then now that it's down to 3, it's like the books are trying to bait you in to take the Steelers. It's like reverse psychology here.
I think AB's going to get it done tonight.
All right, what's your final score prediction? Because you're gone after this.
28-24 Steelers.
28-24. All right. We're going to give you our final score prediction a little bit later on.
Thanks, guys.
There's going to be a lot of Michelle Serpico coming up in the next hour.
Oh, yeah. It's her turn.
Can never get too much Serpico.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
All right, thanks to Mike Blewett for joining us. Pittsburgh and Carolina, not the only interesting football game on the board this week. Michelle Serpico is going to be in attendance at the Philadelphia Eagle-Dallas Cowboy game.
And, I'm so excited.
You know, I was thinking this game would be a blowout and a rout, and the Dirty Bird, you guys, the Eagle fans, would just have a big Sunday night and a big party at the Cowboys' expense.
Change my outfit. I got an Eagles sweatshirt.
Whatever you do, you're going to be hot. Don't worry about it.
Okay. But a jacket, too.
Yeah. Could be chilly.
And this is the coming out party for your man, right?
He got me the Eagles sweatshirt, and he's wearing, so his brother's an Eagles fan, he's wearing his brother's Wentz jersey.
It's big when the man comes to the house to meet the parents. It's bigger when he goes to the link for an Eagles
game. He's at the link, and then y'all going to do Thanksgiving together.
Yeah.
Things are moving pretty fast.
We're going to have them over our house for dinner.
Yeah. Next thing you know, Michelle.
By Christmas, it's going to be the engagement dinner.
Next thing you know, Michelle will be pregnant.
So I brought up.
No, that will not be for a while.
Little Serpico is running around.
Listen, I brought up Jason Kelce. So Philadelphia Eagle Jason Kelce.
What's
talks,
up with that clown?
Talks about the Dallas Cowboy game this week. He says,
like it was a bunch of fair weather front runners.
Falling
in love with a winner.
Listen, this is exact words. I would mostly say I just don't think it's a lot of players, in particular me. I just really don't like that franchise, the organization, or what it stands for, what it's always stood for. This goes back to the lockout when they were getting replacement players, and how outspoken the Dallas Cowboys franchise wasn't ending that. I've never really appreciated what that organization and what their fans stand for.
Then launched
a lot of fair weather people from across the country that just kind of fell in love with Dallas because they're winners instead of having any type of emotional connection to the team whatsoever.
Oh, stop it. I've been rooting for the Dallas Cowboys since I came out the womb. It's a clown like Kelce, is that the dude that dressed up like a damn fool with the hat and the
yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to read his quote.
The jester.
Yeah, the court jester. He's a clown. He dressed like one.
No, he's
end
calling
the story.
You.
End the story.
He's calling you a clown.
Nothing.
He's
he
calling
can't call
you.
Me nothing. He needs to be a good football player like his brother Travis.
His exact words. I never really appreciated what the organization and what its fans really stood for. A lot of fair weather people from across the country that just kind of fell in love with them because they're
accurate.
Winners
accurate.
Instead of having any type of emotional connection to the team whatsoever.
Hey, later on, we're going to put a star in the middle of the rug. And
we should.
She's going to dance on it.
We should
Good
put
idea.
A star in the middle
yeah,
of the rug.
See if Corey does
Dallas
it.
Dallas Cowboys.
Spike
How about them
on.
Cowboys?
Dance on the star.
How about them Cowboys? Philadelphia Eagles stink.
Well, Jason, stand there and go like this.
Jason Kelce really just sort of
Jason
wrapped
Kelce's
up Cowboy
a
fan
clown.
In a nutshell, didn't
yeah,
he?
He's a clown, Jason Kelce.
Yes.
Fairweather fans from across the country. No emotional connection.